This is Radio Catskill. We're your community radio station, keeping you connected. I'm Jason Dole. Hey, remember fracking? Catskill Mountain Keeper is warning that it's time to pay attention to that issue again, as they say a dock expansion could allow frack liquefied natural gas export in the Delaware River Basin. They call this project reckless, and they say next week's meeting of the Delaware River Basin Commission is key. Here to talk about this and explain what this is all about is Associate Director of Catskill Mountain Keeper, Wes Gillingham. Hey, Wes, how are you doing?
Good. Good to be here.
And I turn off my own mic. I've been doing that the last 2 days. Don't know why. But yeah, what is this issue? Where did this come from?
So what we have is New Fortress Energy has put in for an application for a dock expansion down in Gibstown, New Jersey. This would be the first LNG facility that's receiving gas over rail and by truck in the country, and in this volume without any storage on site. It would mean that the LNG, liquid natural gas facility there for export, these ships would be going 90 miles out the Delaware Bay near populated areas and, you know, endangering the areas all along there, traveling 200 miles by truck or rail from Wyalusing, Pennsylvania, all the way down to Gibstown. The rail line runs through Scranton, another populated area. It's really just plain explosively dangerous. That combined with the fact that the reason they want to build this is to export their LNG and sell it to markets that they don't have access to right now, which would enable them to do more fracking in the places that we know and love in Pennsylvania.
So just a reminder of where things stand with the fracking issue right now, because it certainly wasn't on my radar. Like, as far as I understood, I thought on both sides of the river in our region, fracking wasn't going on. But, of course, I'm based in New York, so that's really what I pay more attention to. Where does fracking stand in the WJFF listening area right now?
So New York has a ban. It's been codified into law again this spring. There's also a de facto ban going on right now in the Delaware River Basin, and there's potential for the DRBC to enact a ban on fracking. We're pushing for a full ban, which would include also wastewater and water withdrawals. But this speaks to the places where they are already fracking out in central Pennsylvania and ramping up the production out there. And this flies in the face of New York State's climate law. You know, to have our governor vote, which he potentially could do on December 9th, to allow this to go forward, that's in complete contradiction to New York State Climate Leadership and Community Protection Act, which is working New York State away from a just transition away from fossil fuels. So this is a really important vote, and it will have impacts, you know, not right here in the basin in the Delaware Valley, but downriver and then in our neighboring, you know, which that we're only talking about places that are 50 miles from here in central Pennsylvania that could see an increase in fracking.
Right. So it sounds like your concerns are broadly twofold, and correct me if I'm wrong, but so that these actions may increase the likelihood of increased fracking happening, may lead to more fracking down the road, but also involves the transportation of hazardous materials that you're concerned about. Even if the stuff's fracked somewhere else, you don't want it going through the Delaware River Basin.
So they're talking about an unloading rack that could potentially take 20 rail cars at a time to unload at the Gibstown facility. And as was pointed out by some folks, we know 22 rail cars of LNG, if that were to have an explosion, that's the volatility similar to an atomic bomb. I mean, we're talking about a really dangerous thing to be transporting through your community. And like I said, because, you know, this would be some of the first activity like that in the country, you know, there's not a long history of safety around this. you know, some of this comes from the rollbacks that happened during the Trump administration about transporting LNG, which 14 attorney generals in 14 states are suing over those the allowance of this. So it's not just the, you know, it's not just the local activist community, but like I said, 14 attorney generals are suing the federal government not to allow this kind of transport. That tells me that it is a very serious threat to all of us.
Does the pending nature
that doesn't even mention? Well, I was just going to say that doesn't even mention all the climate impacts around this. That you know, the CLCPA, the Climate Leadership and Community Protection Act, was written there because we're all seeing the impacts of climate change on a daily basis, and we need to roll back our use of fracked gas.
Does the pending nature of that suit that you mentioned from 14 different states, the fact that that's in process, would that in and of itself hold any sway with the Delaware River Basin Commission in terms of making this decision?
Well, that remains to be seen. They put it on the docket to have a vote, and we don't know. We're not getting a sign from any one of the reps of the governors how they're going to vote at this point. So,
is that what it is? That's why
Catskill Mountain Keeper and a whole bunch of our partners, Delaware River Keeper and multiple local Damascus Citizens Group, groups all across Pennsylvania and New York, are doing a week of action this week. So Monday was Call Your Governor. Today is a Twitter storm. There's email actions for Wednesday, Instagram actions on Thursday. Friday, there's going to be a petition going around for people to sign on to. We've already had many thousands of signers on that, and that will get delivered to the meeting. So if you want to go to CatskillMountainKeeper.org, there is a list of all these actions going up, and the one that's up there, you know, right now and going on today is a Twitter storm. So tweeting to the governors to make the right decision on this.
Can you, and just again, because I, you know, if anybody doesn't really understand about the Delaware River Basin Commission, like me, you say like how the governors will vote. Is that the voting component of this? It's just the governors that are signed on from the states in the basin are the ones who vote? Are there other people that vote in this commission?
No, it is just it's the governors plus the Army Corps of Engineers. The Delaware River Basin Commission exists from a Supreme Court decree because New York, Pennsylvania, Delaware, New Jersey were always fighting over water quality and quantity. And this was a Supreme Court decision that created the commission, that those states of New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and Delaware are voting members, along with a federal vote of the Army Corps of Engineers. The Army Corps of Engineers voted against the stay this summer in August when they voted on waiting until December to make a decision on this. So the Army Corps and the current administration apparently wants this to go forward.
Okay, so any thing in the tea leaves about where Governor Wolf in Pennsylvania, Governor Cuomo in New York are leaning on this?
Well, I'm amazed that it's even a question for Governor Cuomo. He has a ban on fracking and the toughest climate law in the country. It would make no sense for our state to be a vote for this. I would logically expect our governor to have a protest vote. But we haven't had any, you know, public recognition of that. You know, there's a question of whether Pennsylvania wants this because it would increase fracking and their own revenue. Wolf hasn't said which way or the other. New Jersey, this is going to be an activity in their community. You know, Wolf has been for a full fracking ban, but he hasn't alluded to whether he's going to vote for this or not. And Delaware doesn't get anything out of this other than the pollution and the explosion of tankers going by their shores. I would hope that they would vote against it. But I think that's why we're doing this action week, is to pressure all of these individual states to step up and do the right thing and start moving us away from this dirty and dangerous fossil fuels and get us into a renewable economic future. And by allowing things like this to be built, that's counter to any logical plans for that.
Right. Because there's what the construction will allow, but it also demonstrates an investment in what you consider to be the wrong direction.
Correct. It's like running up a down escalator. It's a lot harder.
And where are you going to get? Where are you going to get doing that? Okay. You know, and obviously, you're talking to us because you want to get the word out to people that it's people that need to do something. That's what you want to see, is action on the part of individuals. But I am curious, just given the states that are in play, the history of this issue, and the politics right now at the national level, is where might the incoming president be on all of this? Vice President or President-elect Biden has made climate change one of his primary pillars of his incoming administration. It's been one of his key talking points, along with, you know, racial justice, the economy, and the pandemic. It's kind of like those are the four pillars he's always talking about. Climate change is right up front in a way that it hasn't really seemed to be before for other incoming administrations. And he's from Delaware. And from what we understand, he's weighed in on the fracking issue before to help with some of these decisions. So is there any efforts to sway him to get involved? Do you know anything about anything like that?
So as of right now, this is a decision by the current governors. And, you know, I think playing to the Pennsylvania vote, Joe Biden said he wouldn't ban fracking. So I'm not sure we, at least between now and this December 9th decision, we can count on his influence. He's pretty caught up in trying to make sure he ends up, you know, with a successful transition and ending up in office. It's probably not at the top of his list to think about what the DRBC is doing. I would certainly hope that any president that is thinking about climate change would be against these kinds of projects. These are massive undertakings to build one of these facilities. It creates a market overseas that increases fracking and gas production in this country. It's of our future. We need to start building a renewable energy economy. He's committed to doing that, so devil's in the details when right. He gets into office. But right now, we really need the people to call their governors and get the governors to make the right decision this next week.
All right, and Wes, we got to go pretty quick, but you just want to tell people like what the next action is that you're looking at, and where people can go for more information on this week of action that you have planned.
So, today is the for people to tweet, and you can go to CatskillMountainKeeper.org, and it has a whole outline on potential tweets that you can use and the hashtags and all that. And then there's also Wednesday's email actions, Thursday's Instagram action, and Friday is the petition. And if you want to get our action alerts, just when you get to our website, just sign up to get our action alerts, and you will get all that information with more details, you know, about the quantity of LNG and you know all the details as to why we're speaking out so strongly against it.
Okay. All right. Well, Wes Gillingham, Associate Director, Catskill Mountain Keeper, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today.
Thank you for having me. Take care.
All right. This is Radio Catskill. We are your community radio station, and it's WJFF Jeffersonville, W233AH Monticello. And that was hour one of All Things Considered. We're heading into hour two.